26. But their reasons for coming to the New World helped to sow the seeds of our nation. The story of the Pilgrims and their arrival in the New World has been taught for hundreds of years. And in that time, the story has been tweaked and changed by people to the point that it's often misunderstood. And I want you to know the real story, what really happened, who the Pilgrims really were, and what they did when they arrived. Let me introduce you to my good buddy, Rush Revere. Together, we're going to rush into history and the story of the Pilgrims. Prologue. The sea was wide, cold, and blustery. The large wooden ship rocked hard against the rolling waves. I'd been on the Mayflower for only 30 minutes, but already my head was leaning over the side just in case I had to feed the fish. Water splashed up from the side of the hull and then rained down upon the deck. "You there!" a voice shouted from nearby. Turned around to see a sailor staring and pointing in my direction. He was a couple of inches taller than me. Shoulders were broad. His beard was black and scraggly with a thin scar above his cheek. "That's right. I'm talking to you. Get your landlubber legs over here and below deck." Couldn't this sailor see that I was in no position to move, let alone walk across the ship, when the deck fell?